You're listening to the Youth Crick Podcast on KHZ Network. Find us on Facebook at WUNG Radio and find us on Twitter at WUNG. If you like this episode, please leave a like and comment on our iTunes page at KHZ Network. And now for the podcast.
During holiday travel, some people get delirious. Some get delayed. And some get Del Griffin.
American light and fixture, director of sales, shower curtain ring division.
Neil Page got all three.
I was on my way home to spend a nice holiday with my family. Instead, I'm in a motel bed with a stranger.
So instead of Thanksgiving with his family, he's spending 3 days with the turkey.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Youth Critic Retrospective. I am your host, Kale Smith. Joining me today is the host from the Michael and Phillips Show, Michael Bitten.
That's not how we do it. Hold on.
Damn it. I fucked up already.
No, hold on. Here's how we do it.
This is the Michael Show.
And you're listening to the Philip and Michael Show with me, Michael.
Me, Philip.
And today we got a fun co-host sitting in with us, Kale Smith. Kale, what's up with it, man?
I'm doing very well.
Sounds like you have a cold.
Yeah, you sick, man? I don't want to get fucking sick, bro.
No, I'm good.
All right.
I just get a cough every winter.
Have you mentioned this yet? You're growing a little beard in, bro.
Yes, I am growing. The listeners can't tell, but I am growing out a beard just to kind of see what this looks like.
I think it looks good.
Philip has a beard, so Philip.
And
knows
that
what
looks
he's
really good.
No, I am a beard enthusiast.
It looks a lot better than mine currently.
Well, I took some time. I mean, I started growing one at like 12.
He did. He actually did.
Cool. Full Paul
when
Bunyan.
When you hit puberty.
Yeah.
No, he didn't hit puberty.
No,
so.
it just happened at 12.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
He
got you.
Stung by a puberty spider.
Damn.
By a puberty spider bee.
Yeah.
Shake my hand, Philip.
Genetics.
Actually, Philip.
Yeah.
Let's get in for that high five, bro.
Oh.
All right. Okay. We made it to the fucking big times now. We're on the Youth Critic Podcast. Coming in. I feel like that wasn't the one.
Palm.
That was mostly palm.
All right. All right.
You guys realize you've been on my show multiple times already.
Oh, you wanted to come back. All right, yeah, let's go through and then come back. Okay, so we're doing the double high five where you swing through and then come back. Okay,
yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah,
I like
we're
that.
Bad
fuck yeah, we're bamps. We're bamps.
So,
That's badass, motherfuckers.
So on this show today, we are talking about the 30th anniversary, or really we're celebrating the 30th anniversary of Plane, Trains, and Automobiles.
We be celebrating. We popping bottles up in this bitch.
Popping bottles.
Yep.
We popping bottles.
Pills.
Now, what's
pills
important to note is
like, yeah,
this is not a Christmas movie.
This is, well, what would you call it?
It took place on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it did.
The problem is I completely fucked up and forgot that this was a Thanksgiving movie, and that's why you're getting a Thanksgiving movie review before Christmas.
You know what? I consider this a...
We wore our sweaters, too.
We did. I'm wearing my cutesy-bootsy little Christmas sweater that Philip
let me
borrow.
It is really nice.
And Philip is wearing his cutesy-bootsy little dad sweater.
And I'm wearing this really shitty fisherman shirt.
That's a nice shirt.
I think it's great.
From a barbecue place in Florida.
Well, I like barbecue.
Yeah.
Not only Florida, but...
No, Florida is probably the worst state in the union.
No.
No. Like, Alabama could elect...
It's got
like,
some beautiful beaches.
Alabama could elect, like, 500 Roy Moores.
Yeah.
And it would still be miles better in Florida. Like, Florida sucks ass.
You know, we should mention, we don't know what the outcome of that election is yet.
You think I
want to
talk...
I don't care.
In effing
I'm
politics.
Not from Alabama.
I'm just saying...
Philip's friend, Kale.
Co-host. You're my friend, too.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just...
I don't care what that sister fucking state does.
Yeah, fuck them. Fuck everyone, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck life. Fuck the earth. Fuck your listeners.
FTW.
You're getting really deep here.
Don't fuck our listeners. Our listeners are bad at the PMSers.
Mm-hmm.
They're a badass group of motherfucking
band
slaughter
too.
Pussy motherfucker. They're great.
And the YC people have been awesome for 2.5 years.
More like HYCP.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Hitler Youth Critic Podcast.
Okay.
Oh, shut up.
I'm rebranding you guys. Sorry, fucking Nazis, all right? Punch ya. I'm going to punch ya.
Cucks.
Oh, please.
You call them cucks.
We actually like Jews.
Yeah, they're okay. Fine people.
Look, we're talking Roy Moore. We're talking Jews. We're not talking John Hughes' classic 1987 holiday.
Which rhymes with Jews?
With John Jews.
Yeah.
What about Han Jews?
That's terrible.
Like, I flip the H and the J, so it's instead of John Hughes, Philip, it's Han Jews.
Han Jews.
All right. Did I kill the bit?
Sure, you killed the bit.
Normally it's Philip. Normally it's Philip who's the bit killer, but I guess tonight it's old Michael. Here we go.
We're role playing.
Uh-oh. Hey, you got a bit there? I'll kill it. I'm bit killer.
So, starting with you, Philip, what is your thoughts on Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
I've seen it twice.
That's it?
Yeah, actually, yeah, I've only seen it twice, but I remember most of it.
Wow, I saw it. Okay.
I have a weird childhood, Michael. I really love, like, the relationship between John Candy and Steve Martin's character, that whole odd couple thing.
Neil and Dell.
And I really love John Candy. Like, I didn't know he was dead until, like, 2 years, like, after he had died. And my dad, I was watching Cool Runnings, and I was like, I love John Candy. And my dad's like, he's dead.
What a dick. Your dad sucks.
And
sometimes.
I started crying.
And then he was like, don't cry.
How old were you when
this
happened?
I think it's a funny, pleasant movie.
That would have been 97 if it was 2 years after, 98, 97.
Yeah, it was like 97 or 98. It was around there.
Yeah, because he died in, I think, 95 or 96.
Yeah, I think his last movie was like Cool Runnings.
I think it was 94. Let me check, but I want to say it was like the year of my birth.
Was this last movie, Cool Runnings? 1994?
What?
You were born in 1994?
Yeah, 1994.
Jesus Christ, he's a baby.
Yeah. I am. I'm 23 years old.
23 years young.
Why do you think I call myself the youth critic?
Yeah, but one day you're really going to have to rebrand.
Look, what are you going to do when you're 40?
Yeah, is it going to be the youth critic podcast? Because that'll be kind of weird, Kale. I almost keep calling you Phil, but you're Kale. It's the beards.
Critic podcast?
It's the beards that are throwing me off.
Yeah.
I want to, Phil, I'm pointing to you, but I just want to say Kale because, you know.
Yeah.
I was right. He died in 1994.
We weren't contesting you.
So it's like three or 4 years.
Oh. I am not trying to battle with you to figure out who fucking died when here.
My bad.
We're trying to talk about a fudging movie with fudging actors that we fudging love. So Philip said his piece. Can I say my piece about Trains, Planes, and Automobiles?
Yes.
I love it.
So do I. I really love this movie.
Hold on. I'm not done. Like, you didn't let me actually say it. I fucking love this movie. I love it so much.
Is that a word, funking?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, it absolutely for cool kids.
Yeah, it was created by George Clinton and the P-Funks.
You know Philip met George Clinton one time?
Mm-hmm.
But go on with your Plane, Trains, and Automobiles.
He beat off on Philip's blue dress. Or is that Bill?
All
right. Oh, God.
Philip.
That was Bill Clinton.
Get off your phone and look at me. Look at me. Philip, look at me. All right, Philip and I are making eye contact.
Yeah.
Do you feel my energy?
Yeah, I feel your chakras.
Is it positive or negative?
I'm seeing this energy.
Did you bring your pocket crystals?
Kale, stay out of this.
Did you bring your pocket crystals and stones?
Yeah, I brought about 9 inches of pocket crystal, brother.
Okay.
All right, now look at me. Is it positive or negative energy?
Hang on.
Philip's feeling it. Philip, relax.
It's incredible.
It's all positive.
It's all positive? Okay.
It was an incredible sight to see.
So, I guess my favorite part of Trains, Planes, and Automobiles is where Dell dies at the end. I think because it's very Hamlet.
Really?
Yeah, everybody dies at the end. Was that right?
No.
Was Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
I don't think that's the right.
It's the one where the bear's on top of the car and he gets
rid of the Zagnut.
He throws a Zagnut, gets rid of that bitch up here, high five. Fucking Philip and Michael, that's for the PMSers. What's up?
I don't think that's the right ending, though.
Well, which one was that? What they throw the Zagnuts?
I think that was one of the extended cuts.
That was the Great Outdoors, bro.
Guys, I feel like your audience is sat there going, I'm a Youth Critic podcast listener. And I have the IQ of a fart, and I've never seen Planes, Trains, and McAutomobiles. So could you
McAutomotrains.
McAutomatons. Could you tell me what this sci-fi film is? And I feel like, Kale, tell them what it is, because I've never seen it either, and neither has Phil. We're lying.
It's a movie that is about Steve Martin's character, Neil Page, who is trying to get home to his family from New York to Chicago, and it's about the journey between him and Del...
Griffin.
Griffith. And
oh, Griffith? Was it Griffith?
I think... You're probably right.
I think we're all right.
Okay. And Del Griffith, and it's their journey from going from New York to the Midwest, because they have to land in, I think it's somewhere in Kansas, and then they have to, like, make their way up north and battle snowstorms.
Yep, yep.
It's the, you know, the hellish journey that actually was based a little bit on true events.
Because, what are you talking about?
Well, John Hughes had, like, during a holiday season, he had a little break time to go back from working in New York to Chicago. Sure. But he had to take, like, multiple flights back home due to snowstorms being canceling, you know, different airports. So he had to kind of make his way up, you know, make his way around the country to get home.
Oh, goodness
gracious. And it took him, and it did take him his whole, like, vacation time.
Ugh. Yeah.
But he, you know, he made it home and spent, like, an afternoon, and then he had to fly back to New York.
Oh, goodness gracious. Great balls of fire. That's insane.
Yeah, Jerry and he Lee wrote Lewis. The script, believe it or not.
That's the man.
Michael, you're a filmmaker, right?
Some have said so.
How long does it take you to write a script?
To write a script? 1 minute.
Okay, that's insanely faster than I thought.
Yeah, to be honest, to write a script, it depends on if it's a short film or if it's a feature length, you know, but even a short film can take months to write. You just, whenever the bug bites you. Well, I don't do Vicodin anymore. When I was on Vicodin, I'd write a script in 4 hours and it would suck.
So let me ask you this.
I would read the script.
So how long do you think it took John Hughes to write the script?
To write this script, I'm going to... Oh, are you trying
is
to...
Is that on Vicodin on, or without?
Yeah, is it on Vicodin or clean?
Clean.
Clean, sober?
Okay. Yeah, for what I know.
For what you know. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say... you're trying to pull one of those fucking, like, when Sylvester Stallone wrote fucking Rocky in 3 days, even though that was the first draft and it sucked and it went through, like, multiple rewrites. I'm going to say that for the little factoid you found on IMDb... I'm sorry, I'm being ultra defensive. I'm so sorry. Look, it's been a rough week.
No,
for
go
me.
On. I'm listening.
I know, but I feel like I'm being a little cunty, and I'm sorry. And I don't want to be cunty on the Youth Critic Podcast. I want to be nothing but love. I want to emanate love. So I'm sorry.
What's your answer?
I just write down the business. Look at this motherfucker. Mm. This motherfucker's serious. I'm going to say he wrote it in, it took him 6 years on a mountain.
3 days.
It took him 3 days.
3 days.
Did I not call that, though, when I was being defensive? Phil, did I call that?
You did say 3 days.
I said
you were talking about Rocky.
I thought he was trying to do the Sly Stallone bullshit and trying to hit me with that. How many rewrites did that go through? Phil, take a guess how many rewrites that probably went through before it actually got done.
3.
Okay.
And on top of that, his script was 145 pages, and they shot all of it.
Yeah, he's known for doing that.
And even in the end, they had to go back and do reshoots and pickups because they actually had to reshoot the whole ending.
Yeah, because he ended it a lot sadder, I think.
Well, I think Del was not there at the Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, but you still find out that his wife was dead, right?
I think so.
No. Del is kidnapped, and it was like a throat. Phil, you remember what happened?
Oh, it was like
again?
A Goodfellas ending.
No, Philip, what was it? Kidnapped with a throat slash. Yeah.
Okay. But so
Scorsese did.
It was Scorsese.
So
was the original director. Yeah,
Scorsese.
That's not how you say it.
You know what? That'd be really cool.
Philip, stop being so silly with the pronunciation of Italian American names.
Scorsese.
Probably.
Dropped your phone.
That's really cool.
You dropped your phone. Is it okay?
I know. It's fine.
Do you have a protector case or?
Yeah, I have something to protect.
That's pretty cool.
Condoms.
I have this. Oh, is it condoms?
What?
Is your phone wrapped in condoms?
Probably. I don't know. I don't want to specify on the podcast. But anyway.
Oh, silly.
But anyway, but yeah. And on top of that, and also he wrote this while he was editing Ferris Bueller's Day Off, because he was really bored with the post-production process of Ferris Bueller.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing is, John Hughes doesn't really like being in the editing room of his movies, because he has to, like, sit there and go... He has to sit there and watch... Paul Hirsch is one of the greatest editors that ever lived.
Like Judd Hirsch.
Yeah, Judd Hirsch is probably better. My son
no,
David.
No, Paul Hirsch.
My son David.
The editor of Star Wars.
Area 51, huh?
Area 51.
Wow. I didn't believe my son David, but now there's aliens everywhere.
Judd Hirsch, I was in Taxi. I was in Taxi Cab Confessions.
He just doesn't like seeing his material cut. He doesn't like to, because he went through all this process. He goes through the process of writing, prepping, and filming pretty quickly.
Have you ever heard how fucking long the original cut for Breakfast Club was? It was something like 3 hours long.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. 3 hours of Breakfast Club.
I couldn't do it.
You don't like Breakfast Club?
No, I like it. Not 3 hours of it.
Good point. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, he wrote like a fucking mad Russian drunk author, like, wrote these giant fucking screeds.
Even 16 Candles was long. Like,
here's the deal about
16 Candles. Well, I mean, like, the script, I mean, not the movie.
Here's the deal about 16 Candles. That movie is offensive as shit.
And it should be deleted.
It should be deleted entirely.
Yeah, that's the weird part about the 80s is you could get away with a bunch of shit.
Well, yeah, but progress is a sawtooth. It's not a continuous thing that occurs. You have your ups and downs, your ebbs and flows.
Mm-hmm.
I read that somewhere. It sounded really smart. Did that sound smart, Phil?
Smart. I thought it was really smart.
Phil, yeah. You're kind of clamming up right now. You're turning a little red and stuff. You wish you were back in the garage fucking doing some PMS, huh?
Smoking cigarettes, smoking weed.
Watching Captain fucking Kankaroo.
Yeah, watching Captain Kankersore.
So...
Wow, hold on. I never do this. PMSers, you know this. I never do this. But Philip, you fucking nailed it with that canker sword
okay.
joke.
All right, cool, here. Cool. High
here.
Five.
Get up there. Kale, I can't believe. Air high five. Are you ready? Yeah. I'm throwing it up there. Dude, Kale, you farted a stank. I'm kidding. Oh, it was my mouth.
So, anywho, what is your favorite scene of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? I have mine, but what is yours?
I'm going to say the double-ended dildo ass-to-ass scene from
this movie?
From Requiem for a Dream.
No, I mean Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Remember Keith David saying there? He's like, I'm creepy.
Yeah, I'm creepy.
No, I mean from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, what's your favorite scene?
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? Well, besides that ending, hold on, first off.
It's tear-jerking.
No, it's not just that. That ending is very manipulative. That ending is very crowbarred in there at the last second. Like, they drop
sort of.
No, it absolutely is. As somebody who edits and writes and directs, I'm telling you, that is so fucking crowbarred in there. That is so forced of an ending, and yet it's one of the finest endings I've ever seen in a film. It's a fucking, that was a tightrope for them to walk. They did not need to have it. Just all of a sudden, he starts putting the pieces together. He's like, oh my God. And he's like, Del. And he's like, yeah, my wife's been dead for 8 years. I don't have a home. That's just so over the top melodramatic out of nowhere, almost out of nowhere entirely.
And John Candy sells it.
No, of course. It's all John Candy, sure. But also that shot of Steve Martin when he realizes that on the train.
Yeah.
He's going over the trip in his head. And then he starts putting the pieces together. It's got that beautiful soundtrack in the background. And then when he realizes it, that's that realization moment, way better than fucking the Usual Suspects as the coffee cup is falling and fucking...
Oh, Kaiser Soze moment.
And Chaz Palminteri is realizing everything was on the fucking board behind him. That's a great scene, but the scene at the end right there where Steve Martin realizes everything, where he's like, I like me, my wife likes me. And he's like, I haven't been home in years. And he's like, hearing all the... I love that scene. But it's not that scene. My favorite scene.
Go on.
I'm scared. No, my favorite scene, and I mean this, is where they're getting drunk together in that hotel room and they're doing the little liquor shots because it's so, it's such a great moment of camaraderie between them.
Yeah.
I love that moment.
The one thing I'll give this movie credit, and Phil.
You're only giving it one piece of credit?
No. The movie I'll give it credit for is it puts the whole, like, you know how most movies put that whole, like, fight between the two people that are. You know, at odds with each other, they usually put it, they save it for like the second or third act. This one, they put it at the end of the first act. They just get it out of the way. And this movie
still
picks
up. Oh,
he's
like, you're like a chatty Cathy doll. Bah, bah,
yeah.
Bah, bah.
Yeah,
love
they put
that
in like within the first 40 minutes of
definitely.
The movie.
I think it's more like 41 minutes, but yeah, you're right.
Okay. But yeah, that's what I loved about, is, and it just allows like the characters to even grow even more further, so...
There's a few things about that movie that are pretty groundbreaking. Oh, you know what? No. My favorite. Sorry. Philip. I feel like we're talking over Philip. Philip's over there and he's doing me, 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 me. And
Philip's
you and
in
I,
his corner.
And you and I, because you're a college student, so you believe in just shutting down people with different opinions and stuff like that, you cuck-ass
fruit. Of course.
Fruit.
Sure.
Philip, please, can we have some free speech on this campus? God.
Free speech is hate speech.
Free speech is murder.
Philip, what's your favorite scene?
Hold on, Philip, please. I think you need some music for this. Let's give Philip some music for this.
It's the scene where they're both in the woods and they're walking and they come upon two hillbillies. One has a shotgun. The other has maybe a knife. The one with the knife tells John Candy, the plumper one, to get on all fours and take
this.
Off his pants.
I think this is a different movie.
And, no, this is this movie. This is this movie.
The shotgun one watches Steve Martin as Steve Martin watches John Candy getting reamed in the ass by the smaller knife hillbilly.
Right,
you are touching your genitals.
Because I am so turned on by that scene.
Okay, my favorite scene.
Oh, is the joke done?
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, I think you were talking about a different movie.
Okay, besides the besides the scenes like he talked about, where on the train where he realizes that Dell's wife is dead, end. I'd have to say, do you know the part where Dell was driving and he's drinking and smoking the cigar?
Is this before the car gets burned? No, this is the scene where that happens.
Where that happens.
Yeah. And he gets his hand, he gets his arm, his coat is stuck on the two different parts of the vehicle.
Dell is such a klutz.
A cunts?
Klutz.
Oh, klutz, yes. Oh, okay. I thought you said cunts. Definitely. Yes, I love all scenes in this movie. I love this movie.
This is a good movie.
I do. It's a really nice, heartwarming story with actors who have excellent chemistry.
I like the sequel, though, where they get scared stupid.
Philip, that's a different movie. Hold on.
I think our friend is getting dementia.
No, he's not. He's too young for that. He's too young for that.
My grandma had that. Now she's gone.
Did Kale just make fun of your grandma who died of complications arising from Alzheimer's?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of offensive. Yeah. Kale, would you like to apologize for that? Oh, let's give him some music. Kale will apologize for this. Kale, I'm going to give you some apology music.
Philip, I'm sorry for offending you.
And I will never talk like that again because I'm sorry.
I'm a decent person.
Well, yeah. I'm
a decent person and I'll never do it again.
You know what, Kel? I'm not going to lie. She was a soggy old cunt.
You got me, you piece of shit.
She's a soggy old cunt, wasn't she?
Oh, Philip. Philip is such a bad, bad boy. He's so bad.
Such a badass.
You know what I do with Philip when he's being so bad? I spank him. I don't do anything. I normally am just like, dude, I gotta bounce, you know. Was I yanking on a cord and you didn't want me to?
Well, I was just looking at the cord as you were pulling it.
Well, I'm fucking sorry, man.
No, it's fine.
Sorry, the way Philip and I do it is so dang old punk rock. What are you looking at? You got messages?
Do you want to tell us something?
None of your business.
Do you want to tell us something, Michael?
None of my business?
I mean, Philip.
Who's texting you?
No one, actually.
Is that the problem?
Yeah, that's the issue.
You want to talk about it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, go on. It's just you and me here.
Our listeners are
Kale,
listening.
Please. I'm talking to my co-host, Philip.
I don't think I'm as popular as I thought I was.
I actually think you are. You know what the problem is?
What?
Is your buddy so-and-so?
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of a shitty buddy sometimes. And I think your other buddy, so-and-so, is kind of a stinky. And I think sometimes you need to just cut loose old friends and water the fertile soil so that you can grow some new friends.
Hey, don't
so
be mean.
So you want what? Me to murder them?
Not on mic, but yeah.
Okay. We are on mic, actually.
No, I'm Mike. You're Philip. We did it again. High five.
Wait,
okay, hang on.
Guys.
You can high five with the other hand.
Oh my God.
No, I can't. I'm not a good lefter because I'm not a commie.
Philip, hold on. Oh. I think Kale is trying to do a bit. I'll get bit killer music. What's wrong?
I thought he was making sex noises.
Oh, God, they're going to are y'all planning something after this podcast?
What the fuck's he doing?
I don't know.
Did he just kill something?
I think he did. Hey, pit killer on the loose again.
Oh,
what's
dear.
He doing? Uh-oh. What's his name? His name's Gale. He's killing bits. I just fell face first into the poop.
Just wait till I see Star Wars, okay, before you hurt me.
Which one? Because
oh, the new one.
He's never seen Star Wars.
Phantom Menace?
Yeah, the new one. Yeah.
No. Oh,
the one with that sick-ass pod race?
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit's fucking badass, man. Hey, Kale, what's up, man? You want to talk about some movies?
Oh, yeah. So, John Hughes only made three more movies after this.
Yep.
And they're not all that well-received.
Freddy versus Jason.
Peggy Sue and...
Curly Sue.
Curly Sue. No, that was
Peggy
the one
Sue.
With...
it's Peggy Sue.
It's
the non-dead Belushi.
Fucking rape this room.
It had the non-dead Belushi.
Dude!
So you're just going to rape the air?
It was fucking Peggy Sue. And I will fucking crush all of you with my giant fucking dick.
Somebody need
I will stab the life from your butts. Stay away from me. I am not happy with any of you right now.
What other movies did he do?
Oh, he did Uncle Buck and...
I love Uncle Buck.
She's having a baby.
Wait a minute. Have you seen Uncle Buck?
Yeah.
And what'd you think about it?
It's okay.
What do you mean it's okay?
What do you mean it's okay?
The fuck are you talking about? It's Uncle fucking Buck.
It's cool.
It's okay.
Uncle. What do you mean it's okay? No, hold on. What do you mean it's okay?
It's okay.
No, you're a fucking film critic. Give us
okay,
a fucking
fair.
Yeah, give us a consensus. Consensus. Look at me. Give us a critique. Excuse
I don't
me.
Do the census.
I don't think it's as heartfelt as everyone makes it out to be. I think it's. It feels like.
What's it feel like? Fucking smart man.
Okay.
Fucking genius.
My problem with Uncle Buck is it just feels
fucking
too much like.
Boy.
You know how The Great Outdoors is basically we just put Aykroyd and Candy in a room and they just fucking fight until.
They weren't
whatever.
In a room. They were in like a cabin and
okay.
they went
fair.
Outside.
It wasn't in a room.
I was being hypothetical.
Yeah, and there's also other people in it who you aren't mentioning who were great in it as well. Harvey Keitel, John Landau, the actor, director, man, somebody. Philip, back me up here.
What?
Chaz Palminteri played the bear.
Walter Matthau played the otter.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so cute. And there was also Rover Dangerfield.
Anyway, I just wasn't the biggest fan of Uncle Buck.
Rockadoodles in it,
but
too.
Why weren't you the biggest fan of Uncle Fuck? I said
well, first
Uncle
of all,
Buck.
It's a porn parody.
Oh, stop.
Was it?
Yeah, it's with Lexington Steele, and he's just ramming the shit out of some poor fucking suburban girl.
Yeah.
Like, she, dude.
No, it's his niece.
Kale, please.
Oh,
Kale?
God, I've just made a terrible joke.
Kale, stop.
I got a Roy Moore supporter over here.
No, oh, God, damn it. God damn it.
Oh, man, that's the Philip and Michael show. That's the way we do it, man. Hey,
damn.
Kale, you ever seen Trains, Planes, and Automobiles?
Yes, I have. It's a really good movie.
You ever seen Transformers?
Which one?
The
one with Kate
Winslet.
Kate Winslet was never in a Transformers movie.
You don't fully know that. Yeah, you haven't heard what's coming down the pipeline.
Well, I haven't seen what's coming down the pipeline. I'm not.
Actually, that's not the phrase. It's what's coming down the pike. I apologize.
What? Anyway.
Philip, you know what time it is, right?
What?
It's time for ads.
Right. We don't have ads.
No, we got ads on this. Hold on, don't worry.
What are you talking about? I don't get paid.
Hey, Phil.
What's up?
You like books?
Not really.
Alright, fuck. Can you pretend to like fucking books for a second, bro?
Yeah, books are great. With all the words and pages.
But you have problems reading them? Would you fucking actually try and get this ad
right? I'm like illiterate and shit, bro.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah,
so
can't read.
You're from the South, I bet, huh?
Boy, howdy.
Yeah, yeah. All you people are illiterate, aren't you? And you fuck your sisters.
I was going to say, and we fuck our sisters
you do?
And cousins.
Okay. No, I was just guessing. I always thought that was a stereotype.
I'm like Kel.
Oh, you're like Kel. Okay, cool.
But so, don't involve me in this
Roy
bullshit.
So I love Roy Moore.
So let me ask you this,
Phil. Roy.
Hold on, let's start the ad again.
Okay.
What the?
Hey, Phil.
Yeah?
You like books? But don't have time to read them because you're a fucking illiterate moron from the South?
Totally.
Well, guess what, fruit butt?
What's up?
Audible.com.
Spell it, though.
Oh, A Oh, wait. Audible? You want to spell that?
Mm-hmm.
O-D-D-I-B-U-L-L-E.
Thank you.
What?
Dot com. No, hot com.
Okay, I have a flip phone, so.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, no, no. Go to your lap. Do you have a laptop?
I got a typewriter.
Okay, so type in audible.com the way I said that.
Guess I press the enter key and it goes cha-ching.
No, mail it. Mail it goes cha-ching, sure. Philip.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's try this again. Hey, Phil.
Yeah?
What's up?
Sky, bro.
Sky. You're such a jerk up.
Yeah.
Hey, you like books but can't have time to read them because you're a fucking asshole?
I'm so busy, yes.
Yeah, just looking at porn on your phone?
Yeah, jerking it.
Fuck yeah, man. I bet you got a big old thing to jerk too, huh, bro?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking throw your shoulder out on that bad boy, huh?
Mm-hmm. I put holes in my pants. The crotch is worn out.
Because the dick's so big or the jizz is so hot?
Both. The jizz is hot.
But small dick?
Yeah, I have a little mushroom dick.
Okay. Well, if you ever want to read books but don't have time to, so you want people to talk to them at you,
mm-hmm.
you can try out audible.com.
I'll do that.
Free trial right now. Type in fucking...
Philip DeMarcus?
Nah, type in fucking...
KHC Network?
Type in WTF with Mark Maron.
Okay.
I bet you'll get it that way, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Phil.
Yeah.
You like underwear, but made for gay men?
Not really.
Oh, God. What are you doing?
Well, they have MeUndies.com. Have you heard about it?
Yeah.
Do you want to try some of their underwear?
I usually get my underwear like Walmart or like a department store.
You get that, like,
store.
That 12-pack that just kind of rots out after a while?
Yeah.
Dude, have you tried out those new Hanes, the ones where, like, your dick pokes out even without you trying?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of shitty.
Yeah.
It's kind of like an anti-Hanes ad, isn't it, bro?
Totally.
Yeah. Hey, Phil.
Yeah?
You ever heard of the Youth Critic podcast?
I've listened to it a couple times.
What'd you think?
It's okay. I like episodes that have these two guys in it named Michael and Philip.
Oh, yeah. Hey, got some news for you, buddy boy.
What?
They got a podcast now.
What?
I'm not kidding. Hey, Phil.
What's it called?
Hey, Phil.
Yeah?
You ever heard of the Philip and Michael show?
I've heard talk about it in the streets.
Yeah, what have they been saying about it?
That it's, like, pretty awesome, and if you don't listen to it, you're, like, a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, basically. Guess what?
What?
Chicken butt.
Why? Frog pie.
Frog pie, sure. Check out the Philip and Michael show, available on SoundCloud, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast that's not Stitcher or... Podbean, because I didn't set that up yet.
Yeah.
I totally need to, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
What?
Hey, Phil.
Yeah.
Hold on, wait. Hey, Phil.
Yeah.
You want to get back to this
thing?
This thing we're doing?
That we're doing at this college.
Yeah. Oh, college where we turn good people into libtards and make them hate Jesus and America.
Lib zombies.
Oh, hold on. Let's try it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Phil.
Hey.
You hate America?
Fuck yeah.
Sign up for college, bro.
I hate free speech.
You need to sign up for college,
bro. I hate choice. I'll sign up for college.
Yeah, fun?
Oh, I hate fun.
Sign up for college, bro.
Okay.
You like debt?
I love debt.
Sign up for college, bro. All
right.
You like date rape?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool too.
Sign up for a state school, probably. Okay, yeah, join a frat.
Okay. Okay.
What?
Hey, Kale.
What's going on in here? They held me hostage in a closet.
No, you were just sitting there letting us talk and do whatever we were doing.
And we're back from the ads. I'm me, Michael.
Me, Philip.
And today we got Kale Smith on the podcast, host of the Youth Critic pod show?
Shame.
Podbean? Is it a shame?
No, it's you're on the Youth Critic podcast right now.
Nice. Hey,
no.
Kale, what do you think about those Patriots? You think that they're going to go all the way this year? How's Matt Ryan looking?
This is not a football show.
How's Paul Ryan looking? Pretty cute, huh?
Oh, the Republican?
He does. What does that mean?
Yeah, what's that supposed
you
to
mean?
You
said that was some
the senator?
He's a Republican.
Fucking, this is getting ridiculous.
Is this a bit killer?
Hey, Phil.
Ah, damn it!
You hate Republicans?
As much as I hate... Celery.
Cool, bro. Well, celery's actually pretty good, but do you hate Republicans, bro?
Hell yeah.
Well, then you should totally sign up for college, bro.
All right. I'm going to go. I'm going to get an application.
Let's fucking do it, man.
Let's do it. Let's go to college.
Right. Okay.
The ad's over. Stop, Philip.
Okay, so how did you guys?
Philip made a funny face at Kale. Philip, do the funny face again, but to me.
Oh no, that's so funny, Philip. Let me explain. Philip, do the face and hold it. Pause. Pause.
Philip got his teeth out and his bleeding gums, and he's, no, I'm kidding. Your gums are fine. They're actually really cute.
Oh, thank you.
No, I'm not kidding. Like, I wish I had your gums. Like, look at my.
They have like white shit all in them.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
No, they
it's
don't.
Like white bread all in it from eating a sandwich.
What are you talking about?
You're like gums.
Did you eat it? Did you eat at a restaurant that serves sandwiches?
No, he ate out of a dumpster.
I got regular gums.
I know you do.
But you made me nervous for a second that I had like white.
I know. I was kidding. It's called a joke.
Oh, thank you, God. You made me really nervous.
Hey, that wasn't I'm a not good kidding. It's a joke, not a dick. Don't take it so hard.
Wait a minute. I like taking
homophobic
dicks.
Slur.
I like taking dicks really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
Okay.
How hard?
So hard it could something
make
fun.
Me bleed.
Okay.
Damn.
Yeah, I'd like to say Andy won the good fight against the sisters, but he got fucked in the ass for 17 hours until the warden found him.
Should have called him Andy Dufresne.
After that.
Oh, God. Right?
Or Andy Doo-Doo Face.
Yeah.
So.
I guess it was Andy Dufresne.
I have to say, my favorite scene in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles was when they got raped by the Hell's Angels.
Dude, that scene was crazy.
Yeah.
What are you
I
like,
think
brother,
that's from
you
a different
gonna...
movie.
Brother, you ain't going to leave
hold
here
on,
unless
hold
we
on.
Rape the
hold
big
on.
One.
Kale, when we do this, we're clearly being like big funny men, and we need you to be like our backup here.
Oh, okay.
This is called improv, not no prov. So let's try this again, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Philip.
Yeah.
What's your favorite? Oh, wait. Sorry. Hold on.
You forgot the music, too?
Yeah.
Kale, don't start. It is getting too... I'm getting too old for this shit. Hey, Phil.
What's up?
Is this bit getting old for you, man?
Pretty much. Okay. Should change the song.
Change the song? That's the problem. Yeah. Okay. Philip's sort of he lets us know when we've gone too far. Want to try this one?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Phil.
What?
You ever seen Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Does it have a full 2 hours of rape scenes?
Fuck yeah, it does, brother.
Fuck yeah, I'll watch it.
Hey, Kale. Hey, Kale. Have you ever seen 2 hours of uncut fucking comedy cock flying at your fucking face called fucking what's it called?
Trains, Planes, and Automobiles, right?
Trains, Planes, and Automobiles.
Hey, Kale.
TBA.
Jesus, Kale, you scared me.
Scary.
Did Kale scare you?
Yeah, it had like a Goro from the Mortal Kombat movie voice.
What happened?
Hey, Kale.
Hi. We're still doing the Youth Critic podcast, right?
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, definitely.
It's your show.
Yeah, okay.
With me, Michael.
I forgot. I totally forgot we were doing my show.
So what do you think about Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Oh, it's a really good movie. And it's a really good comedy, really heartfelt, nice Thanksgiving movie, which is really rare.
Yeah, no, because you don't get a lot of Thanksgiving movies these days.
Yeah, you only get Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
You know what, to be honest?
Which is not a movie, but it's a you know.
Because it's animated doesn't mean it's not a movie.
I mean, it's like a short.
Well, it's like an hour.
Half hour.
What is?
Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
I guess you know your peanuts.
I know my peanuts.
Charles Schultz.
Oh, so...
Tony Clifton!
Kind of move this along. We mentioned the music earlier, Ira Newborn's music, and I think it works so well, especially in the scene where Steve Martin is like walking through the parking lot trying to find his rental car. And it's missing, and then you just, like, he loses his shit,
and he
you
gets
hear,
raped.
Like, yeah, well, damn.
Shouldn't have been out there
damn.
Wearing that skirt.
Kale, do that again.
Damn.
That was.
Why don't you do
awesome.
Voices like
that
for
was
things.
Awesome.
No one asked me to do voices.
Okay, say this.
You're
say,
like
say ooh, Steve Martin getting rammed. God damned.
Ooh, Steve Martin getting rammed. God damn.
That is so deep. I like that.
That was fucking
it's
great.
Like
Steve Martin to claw. I can't do that.
Can you do that?
Steve Martin getting rammed.
Oh, fuck.
But it hurts.
He's about to puke. Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Okay.
We have the trash can behind me.
I can do baby voices.
Do baby voice. Oh, you got to hear Phillip's baby voice.
Okay.
I kind of got it from the dinosaur show.
Everybody does
Which
the
one?
Dinosaur.
There's like 100 dinosaur
shows.
No,
it's called the dinosaurs.
Oh.
The one with the baby.
Yeah, kick the baby.
I do it now.
No, you should do it. Phillip, please.
God damn!
That is so funny. Okay, can I do a voice?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do one.
I'm on vacation.
It's Richard Dreyfuss.
That's country singer Randy Travis.
And what about Bob?
I think that was a bit killer.
Oh, can I?
All right.
But good effort, Michael. Good effort.
He's showing you up, motherfucker. What you gonna do? He just said you killed a bit. That's like...
I don't know. I'm kind of embarrassed. Well, Phillip, you know what time it is.
What time is it?
It's time to end. Oh, wait, sorry. That's too early.
He just called me the N-word.
It's time to tuck him in.
What?
I'm just kidding.
The PMSers are getting pretty tired of this.
Yeah, PMSers are getting tired. I don't know about the Hitler Youth critics. I think they're up all night.
Yeah, they're on fucking Fedrine.
Adderall or Fedrin or Stacker 2s.
Oxycontin.
Wait, what?
So, Kale, this was fun?
It was a lot of fun.
Now, what did we learn today about Planes, Trains, and McAutomobiles?
It's an emotional movie about two people learning how to deal with each other in a time of crisis.
No, do it in the monster voice.
In a time of crisis, two people learn how to cope with each other.
Frank Welker.
Was that Frank Welker?
Yeah.
Nice.
I thought this was more Christian Bale, Batman.
Did you really?
Nah, it's like Frank Welker as Goro.
What?
Phillip, up here, high five.
No relation to Patriots, Wes Welker, if he's still on the team.
Guys, do you hear the way we play our music during the podcast?
It's wonderful.
Kale, please, I'm talking to the fans. Guys, do you hear we play our music during the show?
Mm-hmm.
This is you can get this every time at the Phillip and Michael show starring me, Michael.
Me, Phillip.
And, gosh, Phil.
Yeah.
We learned a lot today.
Yeah.
John Candy. I got a sweet tooth.
Artist.
Huh?
Rape.
Rape.
Kel supports Roy Moore and rape.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I didn't expect to see that, especially from a college boy.
And racism.
Wait,
he
what?
Called me the N-word.
He called you the N-word just at the very last end of the show, and I thought that was a little...
Yeah, well, you know.
It's a little much.
No, that's completely inaccurate.
Oh, shit. Breaking news.
It's fake news.
What?
Breaking news. John Hughes died.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Sorry.
No.
What? Darth Vader just showed up for 2 seconds.
Oh, did he? What's he doing in here, Kale Bale?
I don't know. He just showed up to do his no and then left.
Uh-oh.
It was still...
Can we hear it again?
Oh. No.
That's pretty good. He should work for Star Wars.
All right. You guys
I had
to
do a Star
Christ.
Wars thing.
Whoa, hey, whoa, bit killer. What's he? Is he Darth Vader or is he Barth Vader?
Or is he Fart Vader?
Oh, watch out. Yeah, that's right. You got Phillip on the rampage. Bit killer.
I'm going to choke you. I'm going to choke you.
With his dick.
Oh, so. My God. Guys. I guess my favorite scene of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Shit, we're still in this segment?
No, we're done.
No, I guess we're done at this point. This was fun. What'd you think?
I thought this was a blast.
Did you have a blast?
Yeah, but we forgot to talk about one thing.
What?
Bring it up.
Christmas?
What was Was there a joke or a scene that you guys just thought didn't work or probably could have been cut
All
out?
The rape scenes.
Okay, that's fair.
The rape scenes were a little forced. No, but seriously?
Although I think, yeah, go ahead.
No, you mean like for real? Was there anything I thought that didn't
work?
Yeah,
I mean, just, you know, in general, did anything just like struck you weird?
No, to be honest, I already said that. I told you that the twist ending, which it basically is.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen, but it does feel very forced.
Well, it was actually tacked on.
That's what I'm saying. It feels that you can feel the tack on. Right. But I think it's amazing, especially when John Candy's character enters the house and the wife is standing at the top of the stairs and she says, "Hello, Mr. Griffith." And he says, "Hello, Mrs. Whoever the fuck you are." And then
Mrs. Page.
He doesn't say that.
He says, "Whoever the fuck you are."
He says, "Whoever the fuck you are."
And he pulls out a gun and he's like, "Everybody on their knees, man, woman, child, suck my fat ass John Candy dick."
Yep. And then,
then it goes murder suicide.
Yeah, and then it fades out.
Apparently he has a silencer.
Yeah. Pew, pew. Pew, pew, poop.
Make big boy pew, gun pew, noises.
Pew, poop, poop, poop. Are you guys...
No, that's my husband. That's my son.
Okay, so now
okay,
that we...
Okay, that's a really dark ending.
Okay, so
show.
Now...
Well, it was an alternate ending that you didn't see.
Well, now that we got rid of all the listeners, we can just talk amongst ourselves.
All right.
No, I got to say, I thought everything worked, and I think it's a masterpiece. Kale, you asked that question, so that means you didn't think something worked. What didn't you think worked, Poopy Balls?
It didn't work.
What didn't you think worked, Poopy Balls? Mr. Poopy Ball.
I guess the movie does get better and better because my least favorite, I don't hate it. My least favorite thing was just...
What?
Just the opening. I thought the whole Kevin Bacon bit was just like, it's nice, but it's like,
have
okay,
you ever been
whatever.
In New York and tried to get a taxi cab during rush hour?
No.
I have.
Oh, elaborate.
Okay, you're in New York and you're trying to get a taxi cab and it's pretty rough.
And
know?
It's rush hour, right?
The movie?
Yeah, with Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan.
That wasn't Chris Tucker, dumbass.
It was, too.
No, it was not.
I can confirm on IMDb.
I forgot. Michael gets black people confused.
Michael, do you have something to say?
You have something to say now? Huh?
Hey,
this hey, is... you want to talk that shit?
Cunty bitch.
Cunty bitch. Oh, my God. Philip's getting mad. Philip needs his...
Philip his needs... medicine?
No.
Booze?
Philip needs his booze. He needs a big old pink jug of fucking whatever your dad used to drink.
Cough syrup.
Yeah, homemade.
So, still cough syrup.
That should fucking get you blind ripped, son.
Mm-hmm.
So, I say everything works. I think John Hughes was a boss-ass player with a thick-ass wiener.
Yeah, he made a really good movie. And
with his dick.
Yeah, and I cannot wait to do... That's one of the things I need to start doing, is I need to do a filmmaker retrospective...
Well, who would you start with? And don't say John Hughes. We already said that.
I would love to do Spielberg.
Who?
Spielberg.
Who's that?
Steven Spielberg.
He did something about a alien. And
is that with the dinosaur aliens from space?
Yeah.
With a giant shark.
Disagree. I think if you were going to do any filmmaker, it would be Michael Benton and Alejandro Espinosa of Bad Ego Films.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, the Beffers. Beffers represent.
Beffers,
yeah. Bad
Fair
Ego
enough.
Films. Beffers.
I could do directing teams. Directing duos.
Would you ever want to interview us about how badass we are?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Let's
well, we don't have the Alejandro.
I didn't say right now. Let's hook it up.
Oh, okay.
Let's hook
yeah.
It up.
We'll hook it up after the podcast.
Alejandro's not a big podcast guy, but he.
I know. I only had him like twice. On the show.
Yeah, but that's because, like, you barfed on him. And he was like, ew, this is gross. I don't need to be here for this shit.
And called
okay,
him racial slurs.
Okay, I was
slurs.
Going through a phase.
And you called him racial slurs. And, you know, so. Guys, I'm really tired. And my head is kind of splitting in half. Like somebody just whacked it with a wiener.
Oh.
So.
Oh, God. Michael's head just exploded.
Philip, you want to play him off?
Yeah.
All right, let's play. Philip is definitely ready to play him off. All right, buddy. Here we go. Philip, did you have fun?
Yes, I had fun. It was relaxing, too.
Yeah. Kale, did you have fun today?
I had a blast.
Can you talk into that mic, bro?
I had a massive blast, but I have to ask you one thing.
ask away.
I always
bro.
Have a massive blast.
And the
from the front and the back. Come, come, come.
I thought you meant we're doing a pee and poo joke.
Oh, no.
Front and
no.
back.
I actually, my pee comes out really slow and drippy.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like snot. I've seen
so
it.
I keep hearing this Philip and Michael show, but where can people go and watch it?
They don't
watch it.
Or listen
Why
to it.
Why the fuck would they? Hold on, let's try this again. Hey, Kale.
What?
Did you have fun today?
I had fun.
All right, man. Philip, did you have fun?
Hell fuck yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is anybody going to fucking ask me how I...
Well, how was your
okay,
shit?
Okay, how was your show? Something I mean, my day. Cunt.
How was...
Or wait. Your day.
We're going to deal with that off mic, bro. All
right.
All right.
All right.
My day was all right. My podcast experience on the Hitler Youth Critic podcast, I'm going to give it an A++++++++. Fucking Christmas Story style, bae.
That's good.
Yeah. It's good, though. Who's
oh,
this
it's
character?
Good, no?
So, Kale, I think you have a question you wanted to ask us?
Where can people find your show, the Philip Michael show?
Well, it's in the garage.
Yeah, it's in the garage. I don't want them showing
I
up.
I mean, where can they listen to it?
Oh, if they want to listen to it?
Yeah.
On the internet.
SoundCloud and iTunes.
SoundCloud and iTunes, look up the Philip and Michael show. With awesome. Me, Michael.
Me, Philip.
And we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Do you have a Twitter?
No, we don't do that.
Hold on, stop.
Gay
the
shit.
Music's end. What were you saying, Kale?
Do you guys have a Twitter?
No.
No, I don't do gay shit like Twitter. Did he say
okay.
Twitter? Twitter's tearing this country apart.
Yeah.
I mean, my ideas are always right and the other side's ideas are always wrong. Excuse me. I walked the fucking line, bro. I don't need to be online yelling at fucking egg-shaped avatars on the fucking intranet. I need to be at home reading. I need to have my dick up inside of people. I need to have coke up my nose. I need to have slava coming out my ass. I need to live is what I'm saying. I'm Grecian that way. Phil, you too, wouldn't you say?
I agree.
Different genitals you're attracted to.
Yes,
but,
yes, yes.
But the same raucous lifestyle, yes, yes?
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, Kale, yes, is we're on Twitter, and the answer is no, brother. We no. are not. But if you want to find us, holla at your boy.
Yeah, you got our number.
Awesome. So.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
You can find me on Twitter at MovieKale. And you can also follow... Hold on, hold on.
The end song... God damn it. Go on, Kale.
You can follow me on Twitter at MovieKale, and you can also follow this podcast at The Youth Critic, and you can also follow the channel that distributes this podcast at KHG Network. Thanks, Michael and Philip, for coming on the show. And we'll be back with you very soon with LA Confidential.
Oh, isn't that with Kevin Spacey who raped, like...
They were three cops who had nothing in common.
Freeze. Big B, what are you doing here?
Hey, you know, man, I'm keeping the streets safe, boys.
One would do anything to get ahead.
You're truly prepared to be despised within the department?
Yes, sir, I am.
One had his own brand of justice.
How's it gonna look in your report?
It'll look like justice. That's what the man got.
And one loved the spotlight.
What exactly do you do on the show, Jack?
I teach Brett Chase how to walk and talk like a cop.
The Night Owl Massacre. This is a heinous crime that requires swift resolution. Six victims. One of them, one of our own.
Interrogations will be led by Lieutenant Eben Exley.
I need some backup. Come on.
All right, college boy, I'll help.